Today we're visiting with Mike Conaway of Texas, the chairman of the House Ag Committee. What would you advise farmers to be thinking about now when it comes to the Farm Bill?
Well, just pray for divine guidance for those of us who are going to have to make those decisions. We'll have less money to work with, and we're going to have some very difficult decisions to make, and the wisdom of Solomon would be way handy.
What are the major issues you're facing right now after your first listening session?
We had a great listening session at the University of Florida on Saturday, pretty much what we thought was going to be. Great support for the peanut program. A little concern over the perceived impact for the generic acres have had on increased peanut plantings, but we're not sure that's the case. But certainly the folks who don't have base have a perspective on that issue that's different from those who do have base. Cotton has got to get back under Title I and the next Farm Bill. We've also need to adjust the milk program. The margin insurance program is not working as well as we need it to. And the Agricultural Revenue Coverage Program, ARC County Program, we've got some differences between county payouts that don't make any sense, and we'll need to be adjusting those as well. Also, heard a plea for a vaccine bank for foot and mouth and high-path avian flu. And that's new money, and I'm not going to have any new money. So it's going to be a struggle on the 18 Farm Bill.
There was a discussion about the president's budget and recommendation about reducing research monies. Can you stop that, or what's your plan there?
Well, those decisions at that level will be made by the Ag Appropriations Committee, led by Robert Adderholt and Sanford Bishop from Alabama and Georgia. No, we're not going to zero out research. They're going to have less money, and so there'll be priorities set. But eliminating research is just wrongheaded. That would be doing away with the seed corn, and that makes no sense whatsoever.
And your next listening sessions, where are they going to be held?
We've got one scheduled in San Angelo, Texas. We've got one in upstate New York. We've got one in Minnesota. We've got one in California. And that's four. There may have others besides that. They'll be on our website to announce where they're going to be.
Good luck. You got a tough job ahead of you.
Wait, thanks, Aaron. I got some great folks to represent, so it makes my job, why I want to go do it, easier.
Right. Mike Conaway from Texas, chairman of the Ag Committee. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.